Echoes of the Dance by Marcia Willett, read by June Barry. Part 1. Chapter 1. Uncle Bernard was becoming bored with sitting in his drawer. Although he liked to be raised above the other dogs, he considered it to be quite right and proper that a person of his age and infirmity should be granted certain privileges. He was now looking forward to his late morning ritual of a little gentle exercise. He fidgeted irritably. Beavis, stretched out on his side on the flagstones in a puddle of early May sunshine, rolled a sympathetic eye upwards, but didn't move until he heard the sound of a car's engine. Both dogs grew alert, ears cocked, listening to familiar sounds. The crunch of tires, the slam of a door, Rowley Carradine's footsteps crossing the yard. As the door opened, the telephone on the deep-set slate windowsill began to ring. Rowley dropped a bulging plastic bag onto a chair, gave Beavis a quick pat, and hastened to answer it.
"Mim, how did it go?"
His deep, flexible voice was warm with interest.
"I didn't dare phone after your description of the dress rehearsal."
"Really?
What a relief!"
Rowley sank into a wicker chair, cradling the telephone between his ear and shoulder as he listened to his sister's excited voice, pulling Beavis's ears as the big retriever pushed his head against his outstretched legs. Her voice changed down a gear, and Rowley's cheerful expression altered to one of frowning concentration.
"Who? Who did you say?"
"Daisy Quinn."
"Yes. Yes, the name is familiar. A serious injury?"
"Yes."
"I don't see why not. How long would she stay?"